Prayer browsing here on the social media, and there is this thing here from Greenpeace. Today is Black Friday. Overconsumption is wrecking the planet. Don't buy stuff you don't need. It's Greta talking. It should look like, and I'm thinking, oh, this is as close to making sense and doing the right thing and Dharma and establishing a balance and harmony and health back into this world again. You know, because we have this, and I think this is one of the weirdest things with the world today, that the economy, the world economy, that all this that we call high standard here in the West, and I guess everywhere, rests upon is a state of overproduction, overconsumption, because it's an economy there that has to grow and grow and grow and grow in order for those who have their shares there in the stock market to get richer and richer. That's all I can understand of it. Otherwise, why can't it just remain peacefully the same all the time, producing and consuming what we need? And that's how it was when I was a kid. Much more, at least. My father had a little factory making trousers that people needed, and he sold them in our town and in nearby towns and cities to people, and people got nice pants, good quality stuff, lasted a long time. And he gave jobs to like 20 people or something, who in this way did an honest good job every day and got a decent salary that they were satisfied with. Of course, maybe not, and no one is satisfied with. Well, I think they were, actually. So that's how we can run things here. So, yeah, overconsumption is wrecking the planet with garbage all over and overexploitation of nature, just leaving it as a desert if we don't stop. I mean, it's pretty bad. And we can blame our light bulbs and carbon dioxide for the global warming, but I would say we should blame the deforestation and the industrialization of land. So, yeah. And of course, we need to take it one step further. It's about the way we think and why we think the way we think. Because we think we are what we think we are. And that the meaning of our life is this way or that way. So I'm saying we need to take it one step further to question materialism. Like this book, Materialism is, what is it? Baloney. Because what is materialism? It is that idea, a that someone got and tries to push on us, that all that exists is matter and we are just molecules programmed to want to survive. And for some reason, seek pleasure. It's not just survival, right? And for some even stranger way to seek love. And I mean, it just gets weird if these materialists, but their conclusion that we are just selfish beasts who care only about ourselves and it's all about gathering as many toys as you can until it's time for exit. I mean, it's silly. They're kind of missing the whole point with life. And they don't enjoy it either because crawling around in that mess of overconsumption of food and drugs and luxury or whatever it is, and you're still not happy, it can be hell, I guess. So yeah, listen to Greta and others like her, and I think that many of us should. You know, she has her style and it works, right? And she survives because she doesn't seem to care much really about what they say or think, and she just does her thing, and yeah. Okay, Hare Krishna.